The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back to the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Getting the speaker going for all the fine people assembled here on the deck. Want to thank our fine host and proprietor, Coach Hawk Sullivan. Thank you, Hawk, for joining us. Hawk's got to run off and do some coaching, but the team is assembling here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We've got Luke Mathers. He's the host of Dueling Tangents, an occasional tech assistant. We got Dom in there prepping for the show like 10 minutes before he's joining me on the air. You know, excellent time to prep, but he had to drive in from the big metropolitan of Milwaukee. And we got lots of nice folks right here on the deck. You could be one. At least there'll be room at the bar. There'll be room for you. Come, we'll make room. So we're going to have a good time today. You can still be a part, even if you're listening outside of the Madison area, because you can join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Phone calls still taken here on the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge deck. Again, Dom joining me soon. John Nichols joining the both of us in the next hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Dane County Executive Joe Parisi out here on the deck with all the fine folks. But I gotta look at a story here in our backyard. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Alex Lazary files for an extension on his economic interest statement. And that's very interesting to me that the multi-billionaire Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, doesn't want to file his disclosures until after the Democratic primary. And one must wonder why. Bill Glauber reports, curious minds, inquiring minds want to know why. This week, multimillionaire Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Alex Lazary asked for a 90-day extension on filing a statement of economic interest. What does it mean? Voters likely won't have access to his most recent range of wealth until after the August 9th Democratic primary. Under the extension, Lazary's numbers won't be due until August 15th. So the kids will be moving, and Alex Lazary will be turning in his financial reports. Here is a statement from his spokesperson, That Nation. We're waiting for additional required information in order to complete the financial disclosure form. We took the allowed extension and will file as soon as we are able, as soon as we want to. According to his previous U.S. Senate filings, Lazary and his wife listed assets ranging from $100 million to $273 million at the end of 2020. This included holdings worth at least $61 million, or perhaps as much as $81 million that he owns outright. Now, Lazary's wealth could be much higher because it includes at least $50 million in the Milwaukee Bucks stock. Lazary is on leave from his jobs as a Bucks executive. The disclosures from other candidates yielded some interesting nuggets, so let's talk about the others that didn't ask for extensions. U.S. Senate candidate and Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and his wife list assets between $16.55 million and about $78 million. That's quite a range. At the end of last year, the same as the previous year, Johnson wasn't required to list his $174,000 Senate salary. You know, just throw that in the kiddie pool. Among the Democrats, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski and her husband, Max Duckworth, listed assets between $26.8 million and $62 million. That's still a chunk of change, at least in my little world. That was a slight increase from the previous year's filings when the couple had assets between $24 and $60 million. She listed her salary as state treasurer at $82,461. And then there's my guy, Mandela Barnes. He is the lieutenant governor. He lists his salary at $108,613 and assets on hand between $5,000 and $75,000. Looking to turn that on, Ryan? Well, how could you possibly interrupt me? We'll be going to break in just about 3-4 minutes, and then we'll make sure everyone hears when Dom joins me on the deck here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We got the fine staff helping you, not just with the cocktails, but also the sound system. We'll be cranking her up here in a moment. So anyways, my pal Mandela Barnes lists assets between $5,000 and $75,000. And then there's Tom Nelson. He is the populist, the progressive candidate, if you will, to the field. He's also the Outagamie County Executive. That job pays him a salary of $110,000, and he and his wife have assets ranging between $192,000 and a little over $1 million. Plus, he is part of the joint Wisconsin Retirement System pension plan, and he's got between $250,000 and $500,000 in that. His campaign said Nelson's total assets are under $500,000. So I say that's a very pedestrian, no offense to you, Tom, very pedestrian net worth, at least compared to a couple of the people running that big race that are apparently millionaires. No whammies, big bucks, no whammies. So we're going to, and I never think I actually got around to telling the fair audience. I got a little distracted there. Rick Smith going to join us on the big show tomorrow at 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern. Rick Smith is the host of the Rick Smith Show, and that plays out right here on Devil Radio between 8 and 10 Central time. But Rick's going to come tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about the winners and the losers in the Pennsylvania primary. Today, John Fetterman against Connor Lamb, and then a variety of fringers, especially Dr. Oz over on the right. Luke gives me an approving smile on that characterization. So we'll see, right versus left, who will the battle be in the state of Pennsylvania. And out here on the deck, we got many nice people. I see Lisa. I see Dick from the garage. I see Bill and his dad. I see lots of people. I see Luke Mathers. I see Ryan trying to turn on the speaker. And I'm trying to buy just a little time until the 4 o'clock hour when we can blast it out. And the party's really going to get started because the happy hour at Hawks and the other fine neighborhood bars that Hawks owns, including the Jade Monkey, the happy hour, it starts at 4 o'clock. And my little buddy Dominic, he's going to join me next. So you're going to want to stick around. Better yet, get in the car. It's quitting time for the state employees. Everyone else, you better be here by 5:05 because we've got John Nichols from the Nation joining us at 4:30. You've got Dane County Executive Joe Parisi at 5:05. My little buddy, I see him. The dirtiest of Dominics. He's joining me here on the deck. Many nice people out here to party with us. You could be one. Come out while there's still time and still place. More Devil's Advocates with Dom. You on the phone. It's 844-967-2789. Come join all the partying people.
You guys want a drink? What do you want to drink?
No, the beer. Yeah, drink it.